Okay, so at my Ask Me Anything session about psychopaths, Edith just asked me the following question. Do American prisons have treatments available for jailed psychopaths, or do they really stand a chance to become free in the future still as a psychopath? Here is my response to Edith. First of all, there is no way to change a psychopath into a non-psychopath. Psychopaths have no desire to not be psychopaths, and even if they did have such a desire, they could not gratify it. Second, American prisons make extremely few provisions for meaningful rehabilitation or correction. They sometimes provide limited vocational training, but even this they do only occasionally and to a pathetically limited degree. Third, in answer to your question, yes, psychopaths are constantly imprisoned, then released, then re-imprisoned, then re-released. The American penal system profits from incarceration and reincarceration. And even though psychopaths cannot be changed, they can be given meaningful job-related skills, and if they had such skills, they would be dramatically less likely to continue to commit crimes, especially violent crimes. But the American penal system, which, like almost everything else in this country, is highly bureaucratic and rigid, fiercely resists attempts to decriminalize criminals in any way, and it therefore fiercely resists attempts to give prisoners meaningful training for when they are released. As a result, they are released and unable to get jobs and have little choice but to return to crime. For continued live free chat about this topic, go to www.ocdandphilosophy.com. Thank you.